Businesses in Melbourne are rejoicing at the easing of the COVID-19 restrictions and are now scrambling, many of them, to get ready for trade from midnight tonight. For the first time in months, restaurants and bars will be able to seat patrons from tomorrow, and retail and beauty salons will also reopen. The next step, on the 8th of November, will see the so-called Ring of Steel, that's the border between metropolitan and regional Victoria, lifted, heralding the opening too of gyms, hotels and tourism. The Chief Executive of Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry is Paul Guerra. Paul Guerra, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Fran. Good morning to you.
You and the rest of Melbourne have come through 112 days of lockdown. How would you describe the feeling yesterday when the Premier says it's time to open up?
Couldn't help but smile. And certainly, as soon as that announcement was made, my phone started ringing with people wanting the details of what it means. You know, business owners across the state were just delighted yesterday. Of course, that starts with the hospitality, beauty and retail sectors that can get going as of tomorrow. You know, the rest of the businesses really from the 8th of November get going. But importantly, Fran, the 8th of November is the date where Victoria comes back as one. So that ring of steel that you talked about disappears and we can operate as a state again, which will be great news.
That is great news, and I know a lot of people personally who are really waiting for that. And there's also a lot of people slightly frustrated. If you live in Sunbury or Gembrook or Geelong, you feel like you're sort of part of Melbourne, but you still can't get there because of 25 kilometres. So there's still some frustrations, I know, but let's stay with the optimism. Are businesses ready to open from midnight tonight? Will they have the stock and the stock on hand to get going and the staff on hand to get going, or do you think it'll be a limited reopening?
I think a mix, Fran. I think some businesses will be ready to open. In the case of hospitality, they'll do what they can to make sure that they have the stock required. You know, some hospitality operators have been operating as a takeaway. So, you know, in terms of, you know, food and the like, that should be okay. It'll just be a question of staff. I'm confident that most will be able to get there. Retailers, I think it'll vary depending on the size of the retailers. Certainly the smaller retailers, I think they're pretty much ready to go. It's the larger format retailers needing to put the COVID safe plans in place. It'll be a question whether they open. But
well, yeah, can I just ask you what you mean when you say the larger format retailers? What do you mean?
Yeah, so the bigger department stores, for example, they'll have to make sure that the COVID-safe plans are in place to be able to do that. They want to make sure that their staff are safe. They also want to make sure that the customers are safe as they come through that as well.
Now, they've had a fair while to get ready. Have they not been able to get into their stores at all on any level to put those protocols in place? I mean, they should have
Correct.
Them ready to go.
Yeah, everybody's got the protocols ready, but it's laying that out then in the store. And that's what the dark opening, as it was termed, was designed to do, to give enough time to be able to get into the business and do that. We lost a day yesterday, but that's okay. I mean, businesses will do what they can, and they'll open when they're ready to accept customers safely. And that's the important part behind here. Nobody wants to see the third wave. So we want to make sure that every business is ready to open in a COVID-safe way.
So how do we make sure of that? I mean, you sounded confident when you said they'll open when they're ready, but there's a lot of pressure to open as soon as you can, ready or not. Who's monitoring this? And should there be someone monitoring this from the government?
I think it comes down to the individual store in the case of an owner, the individual store owner, in the case of the larger stores.
Is that good enough and reliable? As I say, the temptation will be there just to get those doors open because you can.
There will be that temptation, Fran. But you know, I think it comes back to the point. You know, Victoria has been through a second wave. We do not want to see a third wave. And business owners recognise the impact that it's had on them. They don't want to see it. They'll make sure that the plans are put in place. And you know, certainly organisations like the Victorian Chamber and other industry groups are there to provide the support should there be questions in terms of what needs to be done. The Victorian government, I must say, has been fabulous in terms of the plans that they've made available as well. Look, we've had a false start in terms of, you know, hoping that we're going to go sooner. So the COVID safe plans are ready to be, have been put in place. It's now just a matter of implementing those.
Even Gerry Harvey, of course, worried about the Harvey Norman stores, you know, being ready because worried about the surge of people that will be coming. Do you expect to see a surge of customers, or do you expect Melburnians to be a little risk averse, you know, not to have complete confidence either in the store's COVID safe protocols or in the state's contact tracing regime?
It's It's a really interesting question, because, and I wrote about this on the weekend. We've been locked down for so long now, and we've seen the other states move ahead. There is a risk of lack of confidence as we come out of this. And I think each individual will make their own assessment of that. Some, you know, probably the younger demographic will get out, throw caution to the wind. There'll be others that'll be a bit more cautious, and there'll be others that'll take a bit of time to actually get confidence that everything is in there and working. It's important that we have confidence in the contact tracing system. And, you know, I was pleased to hear the comments from Ewan, and I had the pleasure of meeting with Ewan a week and a half back. So, and the results over the past 2 days have shown us that we should have confidence in the contact tracing system.
So can I ask you, do you have confidence in Victoria's contact tracing system?
From the briefing I had with Ewan a week and a half back, it's come a long way. And certainly the measurements that they're getting now, it's within the national standard. And provided the numbers stay low, I'm confident, based on what I heard, that Victoria will be able to manage any individual outbreak to a point that we don't need to lock the whole state down again.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. We're speaking with Paul Guerra, the Chief Executive of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. We're also speaking to Ewan Wallace earlier about this direction that came out, I think, a week or so ago from the department, the Victorian Department, asking businesses to help with contact tracing if there is an infection by contacting staff or customers, asking them to self-isolate, even talking to some of their staff about who they've been in contact with, getting that list ready, maybe even ringing people. They say it's easier for business to identify, you know, who's been rostered on, who close contacts are. Is that fair enough? And do you think business will be able to handle it?
Yeah, I do think business will be able to handle it. And I think it's one of these things as we move into, you know, the COVID world, you know, we're calling it a COVID normal world. I think that's one of the things that businesses will accept as they take staff in. They want to make sure that not only is the individual staff member safe and ready for work, they don't want to spread the, you know, COVID if it happens to get into the workplace. They don't want that spread through the workplace.
How many businesses do you expect not to have made it through, who won't open their doors at midnight even though they're allowed to?
Yeah, this is a really difficult one to assess. And, you know, without JobKeeper and, you know, Treasurer Frydenberg's effort there, there'd be a lot more businesses that wouldn't be making it through. We'll know more of what that looks like towards the end of March as JobKeeper comes off. This is not, unfortunately, not every business is going to make it through. Not every business has made it through to this point. And we know once JobKeeper comes off, not every business will succeed after that as well. Who makes it through, I think we'll get a better understanding of over the next couple of months. The truth of it is we probably won't know, but we've given ourselves now the best opportunity by starting up to get as many businesses through. Now, that starts with a shot of confidence. That starts with people getting out and actually spending money again, because as the money spends, the businesses are able to then take that money, and that gives them a chance to start paying off the debt that's been racked up over the past few months.
The federal government's JobKeeper scheme is due to end at the end of March. Do you think Victorian businesses are going to be ready for that? Are you urging the federal government to rethink that?
Yeah, we're in conversation with the federal government
around that. What's your message to them?
Extend JobKeeper. We think Victorian businesses, given the second wave, are probably somewhere between 3 to 4 months behind the rest of the country. And that runway is important to enable businesses to get back up on their feet. We've seen it in the other states where the bounce hasn't been immediate. It has taken some time to get back to or get into a COVID normal type rhythm. And most states are there now. We're not. We start that race pretty much from tomorrow, and businesses will need some help getting through. That said, with the stimulus available in the federal budget, once the business owners here have confidence that the contact tracing system's working, the COVID virus is the spread of the virus is at bay here, they can then draw down on the initiatives on the federal budget as well. So it may be that that comes into play as well.
Paul Guerra, will you be staying up past midnight tonight?
I'm up past midnight most nights, Fran, so I don't think tonight will be any exception to that. And it's, look, you know, I'm happy to do it, because to hear the excitement in our members' voices yesterday was just delightful after, you know, the months of pain that not only every business owner has been through, but every worker has been through as well, and pretty much every Victorian has been as well. It's great that we can get going. It's great that we can start joining in with what the rest of Australia has known in terms of a COVID normal, and we hope to get there really soon.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks, Fran.
Paul Guerra is the Chief Executive of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:16.